Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to day 25 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. Before we get going, as always, we'd like to point you to the description below where you'll find two links, one with the daily download, which is a study guide that goes more in depth to the scriptures that we're talking about today. And the second link is to our Lenten calendar, which contains all of the daily scriptures for this entire Lenten journey. And with that, I'd like to invite my wife to read the scripture for the day.
Okay, so it comes from, I'm going to say 2 Corinthians because that's what I always say. I know people are going to think it's weird.
2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, whatever works. We know where to find it.
I know, but I'm self-conscious now. So 2 Corinthians 3:18, and it comes from the NIV version. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. These are all so good.
It's good. It's a little complex until you really break it down, but man,
it's good.
It leaves me kind of speechless because it's such a crazy thing to think about, because most of us, I don't know if you're in the same boat, but most of us don't think of ourselves in the way that the Bible says that we should think of ourselves once we've been converted and we've been born again. I mean, stop and think about it. What kind of Christian do you think of yourself as? Do you think of yourself as, oh, just a sinner saved by grace? That's pretty common in churches around this world right now. Or do you think of yourself as just kind of a so-so Christian because you can't seem to feel like you're performing well against a standard that's been put on you by the church? Really, stop and think about it. What kind of Christian would you say that you are? And then now let's look at this first part of the scripture. You want to read that first part?
Sure. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
Did you hear that? When we look in a mirror, what are we supposed to be seeing?
The glory of the Lord.
Hmm.
That's good.
That's good.
That's like a t-shirt good.
Uh-oh, here comes another t-shirt.
I know. No, it's just, I don't think I've heard this before, this study, this scripture.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
It's wonderful and frightening at the same time, because it calls into view how wrongly we view ourselves most times.
And do you think it's a thing we do because we don't feel we're worthy truly? Or do you think it's a thing we do because we don't want to be prideful?
Yeah, and it's not prideful. I think there's probably an element of both in there. It's frightening because... And then there's the other part of it. It's frightening because it will involve responsibility.
Yeah. I saw one of my sisters in Christ in one of the communities I belong to. She posted a picture of herself. She goes, I don't normally do this. But she goes, but I'm cute. Because God thinks I'm cute. Okay. And I'm cute for no reason, but I'm cute in this picture. And I'm not judging this picture. I'm not doing all these things that I normally do. She goes, but I'm cute. And God thinks I'm cute. That's cute that she did it. But when she said that, I'm like, yes, we should be seeing ourselves as God sees us.
That's right. And oftentimes we look at ourselves in the flesh. We look at ourselves carnally instead of seeing what God has done. And he has recreated us. What is that other scripture that I have in here? It was 2 Corinthians 5:17. Right? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God.
Mm. And that's what, in that example, she saw all those things. You know, she saw that she was a light. She was sharing his word. All of those things. So that image, as opposed to if you've ever seen anyone take a selfie with a million pictures or 300 tries because they didn't like the image, that physical image. Mm-hmm.
Had to get just the right angle. Had to get just the right background.
I've taken the best pictures with people and they're like, oh, we need to take it again because I'm like, what? Mm. I think you're amazing. So let's just take that. We captured this moment because the moment was amazing. So we wanted to capture it. But it makes me sad to see those, especially the young people, putting all those filters on and doing all the things and cropping and changing and augmented reality type things. I'm like, that's not real.
No. And this body is passing away. But what God created on the inside is eternal.
Mm.
And we need to have the spiritual eyes, not stop walking in the flesh, start walking in the spirit. And how do we do that? Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. So if we're going to be walking in the spirit, guess what? We're walking in the word of God, letting the word of God have the final authority in our minds and in our heart.
When you said that, that's my new thing.
What's that?
I'm going to go glory with the Lord, but I'm walking in the word.
And that's awesome.
You're like, where are you going, honey? I'm walking in the word of the Lord.
I'm walking in the word and I am glorying in the Lord.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
She's going to be shouting in the woods. And I don't know where it's going to take me, but it's
going to be good. Yeah, that's right. It always will lead you to good because God is good.
Always.
All the time. I encourage you to set aside the flesh. And when you look in the mirror, there's some exercises in here. Is this the one where we have the exercises?
No.
I thought we had that in this one.
That was the other one.
That was the other one? Well, those exercises in the other one.
That are coming up. Or no, they went past.
I think it was 23, day 23.
Yeah, day 23.
Go back and look at the daily download for day 23. In there, you'll find some exercises that you can do in front of the mirror and some things that you can encourage your spirit and your conscience and all of those things. But it will also help you as you begin to do the in front of the mirror each day and begin speaking the word over yourself. You will begin to be able to see yourself in the same way that God sees you. He's made you perfect. He's made you righteous. He's made you holy and sanctified and pure. And he's just waiting for you to believe it and to see the glory of the Lord.
Regardless of how you feel at the moment.
Yeah.
And I know we shared in here, just help us live, eat, and breathe your word daily.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. Let the word be our manna. Let that just be.
Yeah. Eat and drink the word constantly and remind yourself when the enemy pops up with those negative thoughts or those unworthy thoughts or those, who am I to think this? You're not thinking this. You're being told this by God and you have the choice to believe it or not.
Step off enemy, I'm glorying in the Lord.
That's right. And I am glorying in his word.
And walk in the word.
Because I didn't say this. You got a problem with it? Go see Jesus. Have your fight with him.
He's like, no, been there, done that, have the t-shirt.
Yeah, and I lost, so.
Yep.
He'll slink away into the depths again and leave you alone for a bit. And then look at the second part. We are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's the reality. When you look at yourself in the mirror, see all of the things that God is transforming you into his image. See all of the things that he's leading you into and developing in you. Don't look at your flesh and all of the things that the enemy tries to bring up to condemn you. See what the Lord has done and is doing in your life.
And keep saying yes to what he asks.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You mean we have to say yes?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, yes. Even when it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Keep saying yes.
Like speaking to yourself in the mirror. That's really uncomfortable at first.
Yeah.
Really uncomfortable. Kinda and it will itchy. Make your skin crawl. Itchy. Yeah. It'll make your skin crawl.
Yeah.
Like when you start speaking to your body and speaking the word of healing over your body.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just second nature.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, we have that coming up, don't we?
We do.
Hmm. That'll be a good one.
Good.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
I think it's day 29.
And no, day 28.
And 28 and 29. Yep.
Yeah. We talk from both bookends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Isaiah and 1 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be good. Ooh, those are my favorite. No, they're all my, this, I can't choose. They're all my favorite. The whole book is my favorite. The
whole Bible. Cover to cover.
Cover to cover.
Book in to book in. Genesis to Revelation.
Yep. Even the itchy parts.
Yeah. Because God is good and he puts all of that there for our learning.
So, want to pray us out with some good closing prayer?
I'd love to. Why don't you join with us as we pray? Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. We come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts, Father, that you see us in the Spirit and you see us perfect, just the same as you see Jesus. And it's because of his finished work on the cross that you have been able to make us into that. You have made us righteous. You have made us holy. You have made us sanctified and pure in the Spirit, just as pure as Jesus. Not by anything that we've done, except just receive it and believe it. So we thank you for that, Father. We ask right now that you help us, that when we look in the mirror, that we won't do so in the flesh, that we will begin to see in ourselves the glory of the Lord. And we will be able to see ourselves being transformed into his image from glory to glory by the Spirit within us. Help us, Father God, to tap into that. And as we begin to really believe and know that those changes have happened already in our spirit, then Father God, just help us to walk in that in our daily lives so that we'll be walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. We thank you, Father God, that you have removed all condemnation, you have removed all unworthiness from us, and that we are free to just be in your presence. Help us to walk into your presence boldly and just to remain there always throughout each and every day. Help us to walk and talk with you and glory in the Lord in everything that we do. We love you, Father God, and we just ask these things in Jesus' precious name. And all of God's kids said,
Amen.
Amen. Mm-mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I just love talking about Jesus and talking to him. Shall we leave him with some perfect peace?
Yes.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom. And we will see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody.